Iraqis across sectarian and ethnic lines say they do agree on one thing. U.S. and coalition forces need to leave Iraq in order for the country to function as a fully sovereign nation. But when it comes to the questions of when and how the coalition troops should leave, Iraqi opinion remains deeply divided along sectarian and ethnic lines. Sunni Arabs, who were dominant under Saddam Hussein and have been feeling marginalized since the dictator's overthrow in 2003, are generally more anxious for foreign troops to leave Iraq. They have long insisted that the presence of U.S. troops is the main cause of violence in Iraq, which has killed tens of thousands of Iraqis and more than 2,000 U.S. service members in the past 3.5 years. Abdulrahman Saeed Bakr al-Naimi is a Sunni member of the Iraqi National Assembly. He says the Sunni-led insurgency is legitimate and predicted that terrorism would continue unabated until the Americans leave for good. Mr. Naimi says he believes as soon as the Americans present a timetable for getting their troops home, all Iraqi problems can and will be solved. But 31-year-old Baghdad resident Heba Abdul Hassan says she disagrees. The woman says she speaks for many Shiites who fear that a quick withdrawal of foreign troops will simply invite more chaos and violence from Sunni extremists like Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. The leader of the Al-Qaeda in Iraq group has branded Shiite Muslims as non-believers and has vowed to kill them all. Ms. Hassan says she believes coalition troops should not begin leaving in large numbers until Iraqi security forces prove that they are free of political and religious bias and are capable of protecting all Iraqis, regardless of their faith or background. Ms. Hassan says she believes the effectiveness of the Iraqi police and army is constantly being undermined by the rising sectarian tension in the country. As a result, she says, few people trust them right now to work in the interest of everyone. The 3-day reconciliation conference in Cairo was aimed at addressing that growing mistrust between Iraqi religious and ethnic communities. But analysts here say, with the conference being held so close to Iraqi national elections on December 15th, all sides have been making maximum demands, which have not been helpful to the talks. The main demand of Sunni Arabs is for the announcement of a date for a withdrawal of coalition troops from Iraq. Shiites and Kurds, who were long oppressed by Saddam and his ruling Ba'ath Party, are demanding that Ba'ath Party members be excluded from Iraqi society. Most Ba'ath Party members were Sunni Arabs, and many now stand accused of actively supporting the country's insurgency. A Kurdish professor at the University of Baghdad, Abdul Jabbar Ahmad, says the key to reconciliation may lie with the country's Shiite Muslims who dominate the current interim government and are expected to hold a majority in the next government.
If the Iraqi government negotiates with resistance, with the support of USA, I think the stability will be happening in Iraq. But if we are going to treat them, all of them, as terrorists, I think if the United States stay or withdraw from Iraq, the situation will be in mess.
On Sunday, Iraq's Kurdish interim president, Jalal Talabani, said that he was willing to open a dialogue with former Ba'ath Party members. But he ruled out including any member in the talks who is still actively supporting the insurgency. Alicia Rue, VOA News, Baghdad.